Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to get into Brad Meltzer's piece on the History Channel dealing with the Bohemian Grove coming up in the next segment, and then we've got joining us Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of the Christmas Day bombing, with clear evidence of government involvement in those attacks, key information integrated in with all the new WikiLeaks regurgitated propaganda about Al-Qaeda. That is coming up right now. Let's go to Robert in Oklahoma. Robert, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, good to have you on board.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you. Hey, I'd like to make 2 points about global warming, if I may. Number one, they keep considering about the sun not being a major role. It is. Without that, there is no weather because it heats the surface of the earth, which causes formations of high and low pressure. All of the fronts that's occurring all over the world, and plus it aids in the movement of the jet stream.
Well, they know that. It's the main driver, and that shows their contempt for the public that they tell you the sun has no effect on climate.
Exactly, but it does. I don't understand why they keep saying that it doesn't.
Like saying gasoline, 93 octane, has nothing to do with your car running.
Number two is that I keep hearing all these global warmers complaining about carbon dioxide going up into the atmosphere by man when they forget one thing. How many active volcanoes belch out so much tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere underwater?
They know humans don't even lift it by 0.5% on record. They know volcanoes. One big volcano puts out more than all humans have in the last 100 years. They know all that. It's their excuse to seize control of all the infrastructure and to tell you what you can do on your own property. They're making carbon dioxide a toxic waste while telling you fluoride, a toxic waste, is good for you. It's a power grab excuse, and people keep thinking they're environmentalist wackos and that they're ignorant or stupid. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Great points, Robert. Bon in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you very much for having Dr. Wakefield on. As a parent of a child that, well, actually not considered a child anymore. He's an adult who has autism. There's so many questions out there and no answers, but here's one for you. And it's a major point that's never been brought up. Why do you think there are so many autistic children and mainly boys?
Well, because mercury and other additives and studies, even with male monkeys, have shown that it has a bigger effect on males.
Okay. Can I bring something up?
Sure.
Okay. When my son was finally put into a specialized school for kids who are autistic, it was a school within a school. Okay? It was mainly in a college. And you can see that the government was actually running all of this. They had a program, for the kids. It was some kind of ceremony. And me being a parent that, no one ever listened to me when I kept saying he was autistic and they didn't believe me. And then to find out that he was, I overheard something that raised a red flag. And that was, oh, don't they make the perfect little soldier? And it wasn't the first time that I had heard that.
So you're saying they basically, with those that are not as damaged as much as others, that it basically makes an automaton or somebody that can carry out good jobs?
Sure, just tell them what to do and they'll do it.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, there's no doubt they're doing all of this to reduce IQs and damage people, and they're slowly phasing in all of these man-made diseases, anthropogenic diseases, and it's eugenics, bottom line. Thanks for the call.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to break down Brad Meltzer's Decoded episode last Thursday, the premiere of the Secret Societies episode. And it's 45 minutes long. It's an hour-long program, but we're going to just play a few minutes of it here and analyze it and break it down. I'll be stopping the video throughout it. But we've got Meltzer coming on tomorrow, and I'll ask him some pointed questions then when he comes back on with us. Obviously, if I'm too mean to him, he won't come on the show and be grilled. He's a nice enough fellow on the surface. I don't buy his interview last week where he said, oh, he was doing Masonic signs for USA Today and didn't know they were. And his wife said, oh, don't you know that? And, oh, he's in with George Herbert Walker Bush and he's part of the inner circle, but he didn't know what that means. And ha, ha, ha. But look, what do you expect them to put on national TV? It caused a huge response to people going online to find out about my infiltration and to see the real video of the ritual that the old men take very seriously. And the biggest thing Meltzer did was keep saying it was illegal what Alex Jones did. So that's a way to assassinate my character. When I did that 11 years ago, almost 11 years ago, July of 2000, so 10 and a half years ago, when I did that, They didn't charge me. They didn't press charges. They didn't come after me because I looked at the law and I was ready to go to court and defend myself. You got presidents, vice presidents, CIA directors in there bragging in annals they've released to several Berkeley and other universities in California in the last 50 years where they created the Manhattan Project. They created the Star Wars Project. They launched it. They, you know, conceived it and decided to get funding for it. That they set policy there. It violates the Logan Act. It's federal law, and that's why they can't prosecute people that try to sneak into Bilderberg, because the press has a right to know what's going on. They got a right to go in there and get drunk, and I guess it's illegal to bring in the gay porn stars that the New York Post and others and Vanity Fair report they bring in to have sex with. But the point is, the public has a right to know what's going on. And I went in for 5 hours. I hit out. I was told on July 15th the ritual would be done, one of many. I caught it on tape, got it out to the world. Okay? And they said they were going to use it, but then their lawyers last minute said they couldn't. And then Meltzer repeats over and over again, what Alex did was illegal. What Alex did was illegal. And now claims there's some new law in California about hidden video. Well, that's in someone's private place. This has government involved, setting policy, and it should be public. And that law didn't exist 10.5 years ago. Okay, so it's not retroactive. And I had arguments with him about that. Then he goes on and lets me talk a little bit about the ritual and says, and that's it. That's all that happens in the ritual. No, I explained they took it deadly serious when it was going on. It wasn't just theatrical. And, of course, theater comes from ancient religions. They did it on a stage. You go to a Baptist church, it's theater. You know, they're up there on a stage, and it's all done in that style, and you're watching. And so there's so many points to this, but then there's the groveling, you know, how great the Grove is, and it's a great club. Now, it's pretty much 50-50. They show both sides, which I guess is journalistic in their view. But there are other character assassination things in there that maybe make it 60-40 on the side of the Grove, and they do talk to four different experts. I'm one of them. And they all agree what's wrong is that they're setting policy in secret. And Meltzer at the end says he thinks what's going on there is wrong at a certain level. So there's some redeeming qualities to it. And the fact is, I think overall it's positive that it's on TV. Why is it on TV now, though? Because of the internet and alternative media, we're forcing mainline dinosaur old media to cover things if they're going to stay relevant. So we're forcing them to have to even do these whitewashes. They'd rather not in the last 10.5 years cover it, and they haven't. So it shows that times are a-changing. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of the program towards the middle. The whole thing's online at the History Channel for free if you want to go watch it. We also link to it at InfoWars.com. But here's part of it. We'll be stopping it throughout when I make comments.
To my knowledge, only one man has ever snuck into the Grove during their July event. In the year 2000, Alex Jones actually managed to covertly record the cremation of care ceremony. And while I want to hear how he interprets what he saw there, what I'm really hoping is he'll tell Buddy, Mac, and Scott how he got inside.
Other members of the press have gotten in, but they've always been arrested and had their film confiscated. And in July of 2000, I snuck in and shot some hidden video, the only video to ever get out of the Grove.
How did you manage to sneak in?
I basically came to the main gate and crawled down through the swamp and then went up and got into the main parking area where they have these big open-backed trucks that come in and take the members in. And I basically just climbed on to the truck with some other members, had a conversation with them, and then they stopped us at an internal checkpoint, and some security people climbed on, asking us what group we were with, and I knew enough about some of the club's names inside to tell them I was part of the Hillbillies, which is the Texas delegation, the Bushes and their friends.
And your accent worked.
And I got to say, you kind of looked the part.
So Alex Jones actually sneaks into Bohemian Grove with a video camera, and he shoots the footage of what he saw. Legally, we're not allowed to show it to you because he broke the law and obtained it. But I've seen it, and it is pretty compelling stuff.
All right, stuff. Wow, judge, jury, and executioner Brad Meltzer is now, we don't even need courts in this country or juries. I broke the law, I'm a criminal. Just absolutely, really. Nobody charged me, nobody sued me, knock on wood, nobody came after me. Why? Because I'm not stupid, I went and looked at the law. I went and looked at the law, and I studied it, and I believed it was about 80-20, 80% on my side. I believed I could defend myself to a jury of peers. And the Grove isn't stupid. This is where the elite are meeting. They know that as well. So let's continue.
Did you ever think you were going to get found out, Alex, while you were in there?
Oh, the whole time. And I basically just sat behind a building on the grass for the next 2.5 hours or so. And then as it got dark, I then went out to witness the cremation of Kara ritual.
I'm wondering why you wanted to get in there in the first place.
Well, I had begun to research Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones at Yale. Bohemian Grove is where they all get together.
People love blaming things on Skull and Bones. The rumors run rampant about the legendary secret Yale fraternity.
All right, let's stop there. They've been accused of stealing Geronimo's bones? No, in federal court cases, it's admitted they have it, but the courts ruled they can keep it. They went and grave robbed. It's admitted. And then I have the annals of the Bohemian Grove. I have been sent one of them by a widow, and we're able to purchase two more of them. They come out every 10 years. They're only given to members. And I've been able to get a hold of them. They sell, in some cases, for thousands of dollars apiece. And so I know what they say about it. And the nomenclature, the words they use, the president who was the first person who was a president to go there, he was a founder of Skull and Bones. His father was a founder. All of them were involved. And the big political group that went and took it over around 1900, been around since 1872, was all Skull and Bones. And Helmut Schmidt, in his book, talks about it basically being a Skull and Bones version. And back in the 1880s, one of the other fraternities snuck into Skull and Bones, and there on the wall was a plaque from the Bavarian Illuminati saying, "You are our second chapter in the New World." One chapter in Germany, one chapter in New Haven, Connecticut. So, I mean, just incredible to say everybody likes to blame things on Skull and Bones, like I'm blaming things, and then gives no proof of how I'm wrongly blaming it. Then he says, now, when you're interpreting a ritual, as an outsider, you don't know how to interpret it. I went to mainline professors of religion. I went to Christian professors. I did research. We know what they're doing there. We understand. It's not like we're idiots on the outside and don't know. We have their annals. Let's continue.
Putting the bones of Geronimo, Pancho Villa, and even our eighth president, Martin Van Buren. But none of that has ever been proven. The club taps members of the Yale junior class to join its ranks, and past members have included William F. Buckley, John Kerry, both Presidents Bush, and of course, the late President William Howard Taft.
And it was William Howard Taft, the president, who came here to the Bohemian Grove, who, of course, was the high-level Skull and Bones member, who first began to talk about a world government, a League of Nations, which was then picked up a few years later by Woodrow Wilson. And so this whole system is their plan for a world government, and it is based on a Germanic death cult. And you've got all these world leaders and all these powerful people together before they have the ritual beneath these giant redwoods in this huge Hall of the Mountain King is what it's like. It's scary.
You're talking about a new world order. You're talking about a big conspiracy about these people getting together and talking about stuff that's going to basically bring us all down, and we're still here.
I know the direction these guys are taking.
Back it up a few seconds. Oh, there's this big world government, this big conspiracy, but we're all still here, implying I'm making all this up. We're losing our liberties. We're in illegal wars. They're getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're putting fluoride in the water. They got telescreens up telling us spy on our neighbors. The government's openly calling for internet kill switches and the fairness doctrine to end talk radio as we know it. No, we're going into the world government. They've been building the empire and profiting from it. It's like somebody saying, I can't believe something could last for generations. Really, that's what true power does, is try to transcend their own deaths and pass it on. I mean, how do you have 1,000-year-old universities in Europe? People who founded it have been dead for hundreds and hundreds of years because it's an institution that people get power in, and then they pass that power on and grow the power of that institution. So just amazing. Let's continue.
Is what it's like. It's scary.
You're talking about a new world order. You're talking about a big conspiracy about these people getting together and talking about stuff that's going to basically bring us all down, and we're still here.
I know the direction these guys are taking us in is undemocratic. You've got all these CIA directors, attorney generals, vice presidents, presidents.
Going to the Grove.
You have the former German chancellor, Helmut Schmidt. He says, we have our own druidic groves in Germany. But my favorite place to go, and he calls it druidic, is Northern California.
groves have held a sacred place in the lore of Druids for centuries. This mysterious order of Celtic priests have performed both human and animal sacrifice in their groves in ancient
Ireland. Right.
And
we're going to go to break, but they don't even deny that. Okay, see? And they're doing a mock human sacrifice. This is a mixture of Germanic death cult stuff, Jewish mysticism, a whole bunch of other.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Historically, similar orders, Romans, Greeks, Scandinavians, also all considered groves to be sacred spaces.
What happened once the ceremony began?
It was so creepy. I had snuck in. I'd seen the 40-foot stone owl. I'd seen the black altar in front of it during the day. Then as it got dark, to watch over 1,000
prominent people march down the little pond in front of this idol, and then to see the ritual unfold from there, I was thinking one thing: get the footage and get out of here.
Some of the wealthiest and most influential men in the country are meeting to discuss some of the biggest ideas, not just in America, but worldwide. Are they making handshake agreements? Come on, I don't think U.S. presidents are meeting in secret to plot against us.
Oh, no.
But I do believe that there are people out there who would benefit from hanging out socially with a president. So the question is, how far would those people go? We're in California investigating the Bohemian Club. In the year 2000, Alex Jones actually managed to covertly record the cremation of care ceremony. Anyone could have busted him any second. It reminded me of that scene from Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where the non-body snatchers are trying to blend in with everyone else. When he gets to the spot where they do the cremation of care ceremony, though, it suddenly gets real dark. It's a scene that looks like a crowded amusement park at night, you know, when everyone's standing around shoulder to shoulder, waiting for the fireworks to start. As the ceremony begins, people are dressed in what look like long robes, like a monk would wear. They're carrying flaming torches. They start walking on and off some sort of stage set in front of this giant owl.
What are we seeing here? I mean, it looks like a cross or something?
That's a person. It's a herald. And he's saying, "For behold, here is Bohemia's shrine, and holy are the pillars of this house." This is their temple, these redwoods. And while all this is going on, a black carriage comes out, an old-fashioned hearse led by horses, and there is a body in effigy there. The owl is saying there's only one goddess that can help us, only one true deity. And they bring fire, and then the owl starts speaking to them, saying, "You've got to burn dull care," and it's an effigy of a child-sized human figure. So then care says, "No, you're not," and a thunderbolt is thrown down.
And what looks like a comet shoots through the air and at the stage. Alex says it was an elaborate pyrotechnic show, and that was it. That was the cremation of care ceremony. And I can tell you it looks no better, no cooler than what they have in a fraternity, but just with really good pyrotechnics.
So this is part of the pyrotechnics.
And yes, and then the owl starts speaking and said, "Listen, you gotta give me that effigy. You gotta burn it right now, and I'll take care of all your problems."
A word of caution here, and this may be the most important thing I say in this entire episode.
Oh.
It is very dangerous to try to interpret something from the outside. It's as if someone unfamiliar with Christianity stepped into a Catholic church and heard a priest in the middle of Holy Communion say the words, "This is the body of Christ, this is the blood of Christ." Without knowing the context, the ritual can seem strange or unusual, even a little frightening. The same goes for the cremation of care or any other unfamiliar ceremony. Without context, we cannot possibly know what is going through the mind of Bohemian Grove.
And that's enough. Again, that's just a few minutes of it. You can watch the whole thing at historychannel.com on the Decoded site, and they're obviously going to be re-airing it, unless they do like they did with Ventura and pull the show like they did with the Police State on another network on True TV. But, that's it. The ritual's over. That's all. That's all that happens. No, that's not all that happens, and I went over all of that. And I went over them bringing it in and it begging for its life and how they believe they put all their cares onto it like some type of voodoo doll. And then there's the implication, this is the most important thing. It's very dangerous for outsiders to try to interpret this. We know what's going on. They've got stuff from Faust in there. They've got stuff from Babylon. They've got the biggest ingredient in this witch's brew is druidic, death cult, Germanic type stuff. But also there's Jewish mysticism type stuff. Because all this is very similar to each other. I mean, the occult's very similar across the board. The Aztecs were doing sacrifices. The Druids were doing it. There's cases in the Bible of human sacrifice going on. And give not your children to the fires of Moloch. They throw their children in, before the bull, the deity of the bull. People say, "Well, why are you calling this Moloch then if it's an owl?" They, in their literature, call it Moloch. See, occultists mix and match all this stuff, and they address it as a male. They address it as a female. They first address it as a goddess. Then they address it as a male deity. That's that pantheistic occultism. And, yes, we've done the research. I made the film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And then another 45-minute special, so it's two films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, over 2 hours on one DVD, two films, available at InfoWars.com. If you want to see the truth and have it in high quality, it's also all over the internet for free, obviously.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Friends, we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Now, I want to set the stage here by playing a video clip, and then we're going to Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of the Christmas Day attempted bombing of that aircraft, not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before last, 14 months ago. But all of this comes on the heels of WikiLeaks putting out government documents and saying, oh my gosh, the FBI is now searching for hijacked supporters who were casing things. But in the document, the media is focusing on the scary, you know, Al-Qaeda people who haven't been caught and how the FBI has been dispatched to the Middle East to try to find them. But in the document, it admits that they were known by intelligence and that the FBI was told to stand down. And that's Paul Joseph Watson's article dealing with this at PrisonPlanet.com. WikiLeaks bombshell points to 9/11 stand down. Now, what do we have going on with Anwar al-Awlaki, the number three guy in al-Qaeda, 2 months after 9/11, secretly meeting, in fact, let's put up that Fox News article, secretly meeting at the Pentagon while he's on the news as one of the top al-Qaeda people. Now they admit he was behind the Fort Hood shooter. He was behind the Christmas Day bomber. He was supposedly behind the underwear bomber, the Christmas Day bomber. He was supposedly behind the shoe bomber, the Times Square bomber. But he's protected. And then I interview Springman of the Saudi Arabian embassy for the U.S. when they were ordered back before 9/11 to let Mohammed Atta and others back in. And when others in the visa office complained, they were told, don't worry, they're not really terrorists. This is part of drills. They're government agents. And you got the Newsweek headline, hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. And Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, saying they were trained at his school. The list goes on and on and on. But with Mutalib, the underwear bomber, he looks disheveled, kind of looks drugged. He gets led onto the plane. They get him on the plane without all the proper documents. Kurt Haskell and his wife, who are both lawyers, watch this. Then they see all the chicanery on the plane. He comes out and talks about it. The FBI says that can't be true. And then months later, after Christmas, in February, the State Department deputy head, Kennedy, says, yes, an unnamed U.S. agency asked us to let him get on the plane and not stop him and to basically give him the visa. Now, Kurt Haskell has now said more, but there's the Fox News headline, exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. I want to play this short Fox News clip from a few weeks ago outside dealing with the underwear bomber and his trial. And Mr. Haskell, he and his wife survived it, and everything they've said has now been totally proven. Here it is.
Today's scare comes as the man known as the underwear bomber appears in federal court in Detroit. Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib is accused of trying to blow up a plane over Detroit on Christmas Day 2009. Fox News' Amy Ling has more from outside federal court, where a trial date has now been set. Amy.
Yes, the trial date has been set, but it was actually more interesting to hear from a couple of the passengers who showed up here at court today, who have a very interesting theory about what really happened.
The U.S. government escorted him through security without a passport, and we believe gave him an intentionally defective bomb.
It's a startling allegation from two local attorneys who were on board the 2009 Christmas Day flight to Detroit when Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib tried to blow up a bomb hidden in his underwear. Kurt and Lori Haskell think the U.S. government was behind the whole thing.
It was intentional, and it went this far to further the war on terror, to get body scanners in the airports, to increase the TSA's budget, to renew the Patriot Act, and whatever other reasons you want to list.
The Haskells say in Amsterdam, before boarding the flight to Detroit, they witnessed Abdul-Muttalib arguing with a ticket agent at the gate because he didn't have a passport, when a man in a tan suit with an American accent intervened.
The ticket agent did not want to allow Muttalib on the flight, and this man was very insistent of it. And then she referred them to a manager down the hallway.
They next saw Abdul-Muttalib on board the plane when they saw fire and people screaming. Abdul-Muttalib has insisted on representing himself in this case. The trial date's now been set for October 4th and could include up to 400 witnesses.
It's a very, like I said, very serious case with a lot of potential, a lot of evidence that has to be reviewed, and a lot of witnesses which must be interviewed in order to properly prepare the case.
That's Abdul-Muttalib's standby attorney, Anthony Chambers. Although the judge has urged Abdul-Muttalib to have Chambers represent him, so far he's refused.
I think that this is a case that we can help him with greatly. It's a very defensible case.
And you just heard the standby attorney saying he thinks it's a very defensible case, of course, with Abdul-Muttalib representing himself. It will be interesting to see just how well he can defend himself. They do say that he's been having
trouble. All right, you can watch the rest of it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But the issue here is Kurt Haskell isn't saying this. He witnessed it. The government tried to deny it and now has admitted it. And is his standby lawyer going to bring this up? Is Muttalib, clearly out of his mind, going to bring this up? We saw the government cook the bomb, train the driver, and order a stand down in 93 with the first World Trade Center attack. It's the same story over and over and over again. A month ago in Germany, a plane came in with a supposed bomb. Turned out that was a drill, but they reported it after. Kurt Haskell joins us, who's been completely vindicated in spades, everything he talked about. Kurt, we appreciate you and your wife's courage. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back on, Alex.
Recap, basically, for those that don't know, that it tells the story exactly what happened and now what's unfolded since then.
Sure. Well, the main part of what people want to hear me talk about is what I saw before boarding, which was a man in a tan suit who appeared to be Indian escorting Mutalab to the ticket desk, indicating that Mutalab needed to get on the plane, but he didn't have a passport. The ticket agent refused, and then the man in the tan suit said, he's from Sudan. We do this all the time. They got into a bit of an argument, and then she referred the man in the tan suit to Mutalab down a hallway to talk to the security manager, and then, of course, he winds up on her plane detonating a defective bomb, but we didn't know it at the time, a few hours later. So, you know, that's what most people want to hear from me as to my pre-boarding account. It shows, you know, that not everything was on the up and up before boarding, and now we have, since then, we have more FBI plots where they've admitted giving the Portland Christmas tree bomber and the Wrigley Field bomber, just two off the top of my head, intentionally defective bombs. And now we have standby attorney Chambers indicating that, in fact, this was a defective bomb. You know, with all the other evidence, I could go on and on and on about all the other evidence, but I think if you just take those three pieces of evidence right there and add 2 plus 2 plus 2, you have the U.S. government letting Mutalab on the plane with an intentionally defective bomb.
And then we have the FBI visiting your office a month or so before the State Department admitted that what you'd said was basically true. Unnamed U.S. agency, to be technical, I guess, helped him get the visa and then helped him get on without the passport, to be technical. And you witnessed this, and then the media tried to say, and the government, oh, no, Haskell and his wife, they didn't see this. Then once it lands, they pull you off, claim they find other bombs, clearly other men that were somehow attached to the underwear bomber. All that gets covered up. You're told you didn't see that. Then other witnesses come out on CNN and confirm what you saw. But all that gets swept out of the rug, and this happens, and within minutes, Chertoff, who didn't tell the public he was making money from it, is on TV saying, don't worry, we'll put scanners in now that they'd already ordered a year before, claiming they went in because of this when they'd already ordered them. And this full TSA, hands down the pants, you know, giant international story, this is how they're selling us this. And they go out and find mentally ill, low-grade morons. You and others described him as being kind of disheveled, some saying he almost looked drugged. I've seen videos of him. He looks like he's all probably got a 75 IQ, probably retarded. And the whole thing is just a giant setup, and now he's going to represent himself, and you're a lawyer. I mean, this whole thing looks extremely shady. Is there any way for you to force your way into the trial as a witness? But I guess Mutalab would have to call you or the prosecution and say, hey, let's get into real questions. Let's talk about who was behind him. Let's talk about the government getting him on the plane.
And there's not a chance that the prosecution is going to call me as a witness. Now, I have been in discussions with standby attorney Chambers, and if he has anything to say with it, I'll be one of the main witnesses for the defense. But as you stated, Mutalab is currently representing himself, so who knows how the trial will play out. It's a total crapshoot if someone's representing themselves at a trial.
Well, you know, I've interviewed multiple prisoners and lawyers who sued and got the documents and got sworn affidavits from Larry Nichols that McVeigh was told, your family's going to be taken out. You are special forces. We had you do this. You'll be taken care of if you just go along with it. And I wonder if they're telling the underwear bomber the same thing now, because, you know, I mean, the fact that he doesn't even really speak good English, does he? And now magically, he's going to represent himself. I mean, this is just incredible. I mean, the only way they can keep this from coming out in the trial is to keep you and others from speaking.
Yeah, you're probably right. He did have an interpreter at the hearing I was at last week. His English seemed to be fairly good, but he did talk to his interpreter on two or three occasions. So his English isn't perfect.
Is he, Kurt, is he saying anything? Thank God you've been there. Hopefully you can come back on as this unfolds. I mean, you're the expert on this. I mean, take us where we need to go. I'm just asking questions that seem rational here. But, I mean, if I was the underwear bomber and I'd been led on the plane by people and protected, he should be saying, I was set up. Yes, I did it, but the government helped me. I mean, is he saying anything like that?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, most of the hearing I was at, about 25 minutes of it, and the hearing went on maybe 40 minutes, was Mood Talab and Judge Edmonds basically arguing back and forth whether he was going to represent himself or not. Judge Edmonds insisting that he should have an attorney, and Mood Talab saying, no, I'm representing myself. And this just went on back and forth for about 25 minutes. It was the strangest thing. It seemed like everybody watching this in the courtroom just wanted to stand up and say, let Chambers be your attorney instead of your standby. You know, everyone was on the edge of their seat waiting for Mood Talab to say that, and he never did. And eventually Judge Edmonds gave up on this argument. But your point is basically a point that I was thinking of, too. There's only really three explanations why he's representing himself. He's being threatened with something, he's being promised something, or he has such a distrust for the United States system itself due to being duped in this plot that he does not trust an attorney being appointed from the court. So I don't know which of the three, but I don't see that there can be any other possibilities other than one of the three, and I don't know which it is.
Well, in the last year, as you mentioned, there have been eight cases that we've chronicled here that I know of where they go out and find people who are described as morons, normally out of the prisons, are recruited directly by the government, contacted by the government out of whole cloth, and directed to carry out jihad with dud bombs. And clearly here we know that's what happened. The evidence, as you said, is incontrovertible. And, boy, this is really going to hurt the insider's agenda for the police state if it's able to come out what really happened.
I agree. The question is it going to come out? I really have a hard time believing that it's going to come out. Until the hearing last week, I was adamant that there would be a plea deal in this case and no trial. And now I'm convinced there will not be a plea deal and this will go to a trial based on what I saw at the last hearing. So my question then is, how does this not come out? And probably the most logical answer is that Mood Talab represents himself and does such a bad job of putting on his case that the real evidence doesn't come out. Probably the most likely scenario. I'm sure there would be some others, but, that's probably the most likely scenario what's going to happen.
I know that in some types of court cases, you can have an amicus brief or someone from the outside who claims they have some type of standing. You're one of the survivors, the victims of this government moron plot, patsy plot. I mean, is there some legal maneuver for you to insert yourself in there?
I don't think there is, Alex. Nothing that I know of offhand. If there are any legal geniuses listening to this that thinks maybe there is, let me know. Contact me. I don't think there is. I don't think Judge Edmonds would let me be anywhere near Mood Talab as far as representing him. And interestingly, on that point, there was a discussion during the hearing, too, that the standby attorney Chambers is having a hard time getting a hold of Mood Talab in the prison where he's at, Milan Prison, indicating on the record that his voicemails are not being given to Mood Talab, his faxes are being thrown away, and he's not getting cooperation in setting up appointments with Mood Talab from Milan Prison to the extent that Judge Edmonds said she would make a call to the prison to discuss it with them. And the standby attorney Chambers even saying that he believes Milan Prison got a call from someone higher up, I think those are his exact words, which led to this lack of cooperation. If you give me one other second, there's one other thing about the hearing I want to talk about. There was another discussion, quite lengthy, whether standby attorney Chambers would be given the evidence that Mood Talab's originally hired and fired attorneys have provided by the prosecution because he's only a standby attorney. And the government's position was that he should not be given this evidence because it could be subpoenaed or made available to third parties in a possible civil suit against the government, which I thought was kind of interesting that they're concerned about that.
Well, that's bombshell. They're trying to cover up. They don't want anybody to ever hear or who has a brain to be able to talk to Mood Talab.
Right. The point being that Chambers is not his actual attorney, so therefore there's no attorney-client privilege. So everything that Mood Talab tells Chambers, other parties such as myself in a possible civil suit, could obtain. I thought that was pretty interesting. There was about 10 minutes of the hearing spent.
So that's an admission that they're concerned about evidence that shows that the government is civilly liable.
Well, that's one way you can interpret it, definitely. They did seem to be concerned about that.
We're going to break in a moment, but continue fleshing that point out. I mean, because you're a lawyer, you understand this better than some.
Sure. Sure. Do I have time right now before the break?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Attorney-client privilege, anything your client tells you cannot be repeated to another person unless the client gives the okay. Chambers is only a standby attorney, therefore he does not have the attorney-client privilege with Mutalab at this point. So all the evidence that the prosecution had to turn over to the defense initially when Mutalab had a legitimate attorney, the prosecution is now arguing it shouldn't be given to Chambers because that could be turned over to other parties because it's not subject to the attorney-client privilege, such as myself. If I were to sue the United States government, I could obtain every conversation and every document Mutalab would have given to Chambers. And the United States government's attorneys at the hearing last week seemed to be pretty concerned about this. Do you think that clears it up, Alex? I don't know if I can be more clear than that.
No, that is stunning information. So they're clearly trying to hide something. I want to come back from break and strategize with you, Kurt, about where we go from here. Obviously, this is very dangerous for you and your wife, very dangerous for the standby attorney, because we know this guy was their patsy and this was a setup, and that's been confirmed. And you're absolutely right. Kurt Haskell blows whistle, an undercover bomber. Headline, given bomb by U.S. government to boost TSA budget, implement body scanners. We'll be right back.
Possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As we've been trapped on the wine spread much too long.
Okay, Kurt Haskell's with us a little bit in the next hour, a survivor of the Christmas Day bombing a year and 2 months ago. And Kurt, you're a survivor. You're also a lawyer. Your wife's a lawyer and a survivor. And you're addressing several million people right now. If you were addressing the American people as a jury about what happened, how it's been used to destroy liberties in this country and where we're going, what would you say to the American people right now in encapsulating all of this and why it's so important?
Are you saying what would my closing argument be if I was the attorney? Is that your question?
Well, I mean, just everything that's happened. I mean, what do you want to impart to us?
Well, I guess what I would say is that the war on terror is a fraud, and it's being used in a manner to take away your rights for whatever reason. I don't exactly know why, but it's pretty clear that it is. And that the United States government has not been forthcoming with you in some of these plots. They are staging these plots. And just keep an open mind and actually give it some thought instead of giving deference to the United States government story. This sort of thing will only get worse unless a stop is put to it right away and that the people become informed and actually see what the United States government is doing to them as a means to take away their rights, such as putting body scanners in the airports to take away your Fourth Amendment rights to unreasonable search and seizures. That's just one example, but you have to put a stop to it. You know, you have to think critically and look at these plots, weigh the evidence for both sides, and think to yourself what seems logical and not let it factor in that your United States government is one side of the plot. You have to just think logically and think, does their story make sense? And does the other side make sense? And with every plot, you should just think it out and see which side seems to be more credible instead of just initially dismissing the one side because they're against the U.S. government for whatever reason. But that's what I would say, something along those lines.
Well, Kurt, I mean, you are a survivor of this, and you have standing on every level, civilly with the government, the airlines, all of it, and the key here is that everything you said turned out to be true. The government did help him get on the plane, did protect him. It fits the MO of their past dud Patsy operations. And the FBI came and basically tried to get you to change your story at your office before all this came out. And now they're trying to keep this guy from the press and lawyers. I mean, you look at it on every front, they're acting very, very guilty. And we've got to get the truth out about this.
Yeah, just to clarify the point on the FBI, they didn't actually get me to try and change my story. I just want to be clear on that. It was more like they weren't interested in my story. But then a few days later, I get a call from a passenger who claims to be concerned that when the truth comes out, I will look stupid because he thinks my story's not cracked. And he went on and on and on how I shouldn't be talking to the press about this because he apparently knows what I saw, even though he admitted he didn't see it himself. So it was done more undercover.
Well, Kurt, the reason I make that statement is they came and ignored you and then put out statements in the media contradicting what you were saying, and then it basically came out that you were correct.
Yes. Actually, what they did on more than one occasion, they said they reviewed 200 hours of CCTV video footage from Schiphol Airport, and it showed nothing. And then about 3 weeks later, they came out to the press and said, we're attempting to identify the person eyewitnesses said they saw helping him onto the plane. So totally contradicting their first story, showing that the first story was a lie. And the second man taken into custody, which we haven't even gotten into today, the man in orange, but their story on him changed five times, and it's all documented in the press.
Well, we're coming back in 1 minute. Let's get into the other man on the other side. And we're so blessed to have somebody like yourself who's intelligent, informed, and who's going to the trial. Hopefully we can have you come back on as this trial unfolds. Such an important case for all of us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.